Well, hey, how about that? So, those wanting a teaser, we didn't get the teaser. We got a full-on 2-minute trailer. And I kind of held off on it. I've watched it several times. And I've made the mistake of looking at the comment section. And I think I'm almost about done looking at comment section and going on certain things of Reddit. So I'll get into that because I'm a little bit hot about this. So I'm just kind of going to let this run. I'm going to watch it. I'm not going to dissect it. I'm sure there's some very good YouTube videos that they have just gone in and out and kind of gone over it with a fine-tooth comb and everything. So I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to look at some things, give some impressions, some big ones. But first things first, I've had a couple emails mentioning the story that I was going to write and kind of put on as an episode here. And as I've always said, probably on these things, I've decided to pivot with it. I wrote it out. It was about 25 pages. Again, it was kind of written as like a screenplay, like a screenwriting. But I kind of started to think, well, if I'm going to like speak it and do all that, you kind of have to really write it more of a novel. And so I started writing more of it as prose. And as you see with novels, and if you've ever kind of read screenplays, the big thing about novels is the majority of the writing is not dialogue. It's action of what's happening. It's a lot of background. If you love lore, you're going to love any kind of novel about it. Something like The Witcher can go 4 to 5 pages with no dialogue, and it's just lore about background information. And so as I started to do that, I really started liking it and getting into it. And I got to thinking, like, okay, this is essentially fan fiction. Even though what I was writing was all original characters, it still existed in this Witcher world. And so what I decided to do was take what I'd written there, which was honestly a combination of a previous screenplay I'd written, and I've decided to basically just write out like a novel. Brand new. It'll have nothing to do with The Witcher. It's a medieval fantasy, but it has nothing to do with anything already done. It's a completely wholly original idea, combining other stuff I've had. And I've been working on that for about the past couple months, and it's been a blast. And I love it. So there's not going to be a Witcher short story. Like I said, I've taken that and kind of done it into my own original idea. I'm sure once I get something a little bit more tangible, I'll put it on my personal Twitter and I'll probably just link it because if you're listening to this, you probably like medieval fantasy. And that's essentially what my original thing is going to be. So, for those that were looking forward to that, thank you for looking forward to it. I'm sorry to disappoint, but if you enjoy reading medieval fantasy, I'll have something there that you might enjoy as well. So, having said that, let's kind of delve into the trailer of what we've seen again. It's not a full-on dissection, just talk a little bit about it. And maybe get into some other things as my blood kind of perks up. So let's go. So one of the first things is it says, elves are the original something, again, a little bit on there, of the continent. And they show, I'm pretty sure they show, that's dryads, right? Like those are the dryads that Ciri's with, and I guess the lead one will be Ethne? Ithne? I never really figured out how to say that. So while that looks pretty good, we then get to talking about the monsters and all that, and we see, and this is where it's going to be fun, because we see a deformed Yen. And I'll admit, when I first saw it, I was like, well, that kind of looks like the actress that's playing Yen, but we never got to see it. And so this is what's great about an adaptation, is they're going to take this backstory, something that was not in the books. We obviously, when we meet Yen, she's well into being a sorceress, and we just get her background through the, narrator in that aspect. So here we're actually going to see her become, well, they've shown it, teasing it at least, of her becoming a sorceress. And then especially as you see the woman there that's training her was to say a DeVries. And so it's going to be so much more personal, or Yen's personal story to come out. And that's going to help so much with the connection of Geralt, Yen, and Ciri that you're kind of going to see her origin story, if you will. We're going to get Geralt's maybe not him actually becoming a Witcher, but we kind of get his origin as he's going to be the main character. We'll definitely get Ciri's. And so to get Jens in there, I think will be really great to kind of have them all connected and coming together. So after we get that explanation, this cat is just, come on, Stella, come up. I know I haven't been home all day. Come up. It's okay. So as we get really involved in the bread and butter of this, if they get explaining the elves, we then have chaos. And then, of course, what's the image on screen with chaos? That's got to be Thanet Isle with the towers there. And you see the rope bridge. So the fact that that's coming up in here is, again, because it's always like, oh, the first season, what are they going to do? It's like, well, if they've got Thanet Isle on there, who knows where they're going to go? And without control, chaos will kill you. As it shows Yen smashing a mirror. And, of course, the images of Ciri. And that leads right into Geralt. What I'm assuming is that's his silver chain. That definitely looks like a tomb. He's in a tomb. Looks like a sarcophagus or something behind there. Can we assume that that is the Witcher? And that's the Striga? So as the woman is asking Geralt if all life is monsters and money, I think is what she said. I think that's Triss. I would think that's Triss. And the main reason is because she's like buttoned up. She's got her upper chest covered. Kind of, sort of, not really. But as we all know, that's what Triss was going to do after Sodden Hill. And so that leads into, I'm just going to play it right here, an absolutely just swole, jacked Henry Cavill as Geralt's. And he's almost looking Tarzan-y there. And so, yeah, I think that'd be Triss. That would be, you know, their meeting, I would think, Kaer Morhen. As we see, this child would be extraordinary. We see Ciri in, I mean, that kind of looks like a desert with this tree there. I don't think that's her in the Karathi Desert, as that happens much later. So I don't know if this is going to be an early way of showing her not being able to harness the Force, and maybe she starts kind of just teleporting all over, kind of seeing things. So again, as it's an adaptation, they can play with that a lot more to really show how powerful she is, but more importantly, how unhinged that power is. Nilfgaard are here. So we see what, again, if my eyes don't deceive me, appears to be a woman in armor, and it looks like those are two lions, maybe lionesses. So I'd assume that's Calanthe, lioness of Sintra, on the battlefield as Nilfgaard, it says, are here. So again, I'm beating a dead horse, I understand this, but everything that happened in the books is not going to happen. So rather than maybe flinging herself to her death as what happened in the books, as during the slaughter of Sintra, I don't know, maybe they'll have her die in battle. Might be a little bit more traditionally heroic way, and a way of at least also gaining her own agency towards the invaders. We see the feast, which had to be Pavetta's 15th birthday, as the Force comes through and these people just go flying. And so that, again, just knowing that that's going to be on screen and seeing it right there is just awesome. And, I mean, that is Pavetta's birthday. That's where the Child of Destiny starts with Geralt. That's where everything comes to. And just to see it and just know, oh my God, that's actually going to be on the screen. It's just, I don't know. Can't wait. Can't wait for it. So that's, man, that's off the top of my head, that's about all. There were some other images in there that could have been it. Like, it looked like Geralt was fighting in that banquet, which would have been Pavetta's. And if you pause it, I think it's like a minute 30 or minute 32. You see what could be Dunny. It looked like it was almost like maybe a mask or a helmet. So it could have been, like, I don't know if it's like a hedgehog helmet or something like that. I couldn't really see it too well. It was, you know, quick editing. But it looked like that was it. And that would make sense. That's where everybody's kind of fighting. So that's about all I got in there. And I kind of calmed down. But like I said, just reading some of the comments. And again, this isn't at anybody. It's not like anybody knows who the hell I am or anybody even that I'd be talking about thinks. oh, is this, you know, it's called like a, when you tweet something out, like subtweeting at someone, that this is edit. But I've said it again, I've tweeted it out, and I know I'm preaching to the choir because I know y'all listening here, y'all are all good. But I beg of you, please, we're all book readers here. You wouldn't be listening to this if you weren't a book reader. Please don't become the gatekeeping dorks that just got really dang annoying with Game of Thrones and A Song of Ice and Fire. This is an adaptation. This is an adaptation. This is an adaptation. Sorry to keep saying it. And like I said, I know y'all do it, so I'm not yelling at you, you know. You're probably thinking, hey, why is this guy yelling at me? I listen to this podcast. It's all good. I'm not. I'm just pleading that things are going to be different from the books. Maybe your favorite thing that was a minute detail, it might not even be in there. It might be merged with something else. It's an adaptation. This is the showrunners, Lauren Hessrich, and the writers, and I'm sure some Netflix executives. This is their vision of it. This is their adaptation. And so just seeing people on there, they're just like, oh, well, or people go, oh, he's weak. Oh, the Nilfgaard armor. All these just babies and the crying. And it's like, okay, that's fine. If you watch that 2-minute trailer and you came out of it, and your complaint was, oh my God, his wig. Oh my God, and you've got armor. If that's all you got, this is going to be a hell of a show then. Because again, if you're nitpicking dumb minutia like that, that's fine. It's about the characterization. Do they get the characterizations correct? And again, when I say it, I shouldn't even be saying that. Because again, the way I look at something is different than somebody else's. This is their viewpoint. This is what they've got out of it. Now, I do think there are certain elements. You can hear the cat right there. There are certain elements. There are certain themes that are absolutely intrinsic to The Witcher that Sapkowski said that everybody gets out of it. And the main thing, as we know, the relationships between Geralt, Yen, and Ciri, the idea of destiny, the neutrality, the morally gray, and all that, and all in between, that is what matters. And so I have a feeling that is the same thing too with Game of Thrones. The biggest thing that's going to come out of this, or the biggest detractors of this, are going to be the book lovers and the so-called like gatekeepers of it. And so it's okay not to like things. It is. And I'm not saying like, oh, you should not criticize it. But I'm getting to the point where I don't even want to criticize stuff like this because it's just taken by people who just want to shit on it and be like, okay, yeah, look this, there. And then even people that aren't just like random internet trolls, but even like big name YouTubers and stuff like that just joined in this toxicity, and I just don't want to do it. And so like there might be some stuff about this that I might be a little bit, you know, cautious about, but I don't even want to say it. Because it'll just be grabbed on, and then people are like, oh, yeah, look, this is going to be blah, blah, blah. So if you're listening to this and you didn't like it, I honestly want to know why. Please tweet at me, email me. I won't read it out if you don't want me to. I'd like to know why. Because I saw some people, and big-time book readers, you know, they're not household names or anything, but they have followings. And they were just like, oh, okay. Or it was just like, eh. And I don't know. Maybe because I'm not a purist and proudly not a purist, this blew me away. I cannot wait to watch this. And I don't think I'm going to love every little moment of it. And there's probably going to be parts of it that I'm like, ooh, I would have done that differently. That's everything. I come from a coaching background. And I can tell you, whoever you think the best basketball coach in the NBA is, let's just say it's Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors, who's done all that, there's going to be times where he doesn't do everything that others would do. Nobody is perfect. But again, this is an art. It's a vision. It's what they see. It's what they think is best. That's what they do. And this goes out to everybody, because I spent the better part of the last 2 years creating stuff, writing, building worlds, like I said, what I was doing with the novel I'm writing. I challenge anybody who looks at this, or who looked at the last season of Game of Thrones and thought, oh, that sucked, I can do better than that, please try. Because one of two things are going to happen, I think, along those scales. One, and this is what's going to happen 99.99999% of the time, because it's the same thing that happened with me. The first thing you write and try to create is going to be hot garbage. It's going to be horrible because it's hard to do. And let's say you do hit that 0.0001%. Then you created something golden, and we all get to share in that success. So I'm kind of rambling here, but as you can tell, it's late. My knee hurts, and I got to stay off the comments. I'm about done, except y'all's comments. Y'all are good. But I got to stop looking at the YouTube comments. I got to just somehow delete most of Reddit from my psyche. But I'm glad. This is like my little therapy. So, you know, I'm pushing past 15 minutes now. I'm sure when people first see the time, they think, oh my God, he just did a, you know, second by second breakdown. And it's no, it's just me just ranting for the last 5 to 8 minutes because... Okay, well, I think that's about all I got. If you stuck through the end, thank you. So, I think it looks great. I absolutely cannot wait. It felt like it was something special. It felt like it was high budget, like it cared. That was the biggest thing to me was, oh man, are they really going to make it look right? I know it's only 2 minutes. It's a lot of fast cuts. It's a lot of fast edits. And we don't know how the writing's going to be, but I'm all in. I think it's great. I hope everyone out there is as excited about it as me. If you're not, I'm sorry. But honestly, I want to know. I want to know what people didn't like about it, what the feeling was. I think most people are going to say that it's like the look of Geralt, that it's the look of Henry Cavill, and I think that's because it's Henry Cavill, because it's Superman. And I think once you get in 3, 4, 5 episodes, especially the entire season, he will become Geralt. In the same way of all these other things, of Lord of the Rings, I mean, Frodo and Sam, I mean, Elijah Wood. Have you seen that guy in movies for 10 years? It's like, that's the main guy? Or the fat kid from the Goonies is Sam? But again, not even halfway through that movie, they just become them. And that goes for all the stuff Game of Thrones too. Sean Bean's in everything. And he's all over that first season of Game of Thrones. But he becomes Ned Stark. And it's not Sean Bean by that. And I think that's what's going to happen that's what I hope to happen with Henry Cavill's Geralt. He will become him. It'll be in the world. And everything we love about it will be on there. And they'll find it from there. So let me know what y'all think. It's gone on too long. I got to go to bed. I gotta ice my knee. I love you all. Bye.